Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The audio of Jason Garrett going off. And by the way, that's all I've been asking for. I've been going back and forth with just a few people on the fan text who say you can't sit there and get on guys. You can't discipline these players. You can't sit there and lecture these athletes who are making millions of dollars. Well, why not? And I want to ask Jeff Banister about this personally one time when we run across him. According to Fish, Jason Garrett dressed down about seven different guys on Sunday, calling them out by name. You don't have to do it publicly. You don't have to do it in front of the media. But we had an incident. I had a boss one time who was, this guy was a sweetheart. He was such a nice guy. Easiest guy to work with. But he had this... He had a run of incidents take place within his station where it made it look like his employees were not listening to him. It made it look like the employees didn't give a you-know-what about his mandates and stuff, and he took that as disrespect. He said, you guys are taking advantage of me. You're stepping right on my face, and I'm trying to be nice to you. So that boss had every single right to go off and snap. That's all I wanted Jason Garrett to do. That by these Cowboys going out, and I wrote down the list of things, bar fight, dog ransom, theft, mistaken identity, PED, DWI. You got Jordan Lewis right now with a pillow fight over an electric bill with his girlfriend, shirtless strip club racing, assault with a deadly weapon, marijuana, fake autographs. This stuff happens over and over and over after we talk about accountability, character, doing it the right way. Jason Garrett should feel like my last boss, one of my past bosses, personally insulted, and like his face is getting spit in. And that's why I wanted him to go off. And so should the other leaders of this team, Jason Witten. Jason Witten has one or two more chances for a title.
Yeah, guys who don't do anything wrong should have wanted this.
Which we all believe he desperately wants. And guys towards the tail end of their career. You're Dak, and you're young, and you run around with these guys too. And off of, you know, your college incident with your drinking and driving. I understand you may not have enough skins on the wall. But Jason Witten shouldn't go in and stand up in that meeting and curse these guys out and say, you're not going to cost me. You're not going to cost me one of my final two chances at a ring. I've just never understood those who don't understand why that can't take place.
And
it wouldn't have an effect. Like, well, you just don't say anything? That's definitely not going to help.
Yeah, I totally get that in the NBA and in Major League Baseball, you really can't say much to guys because the contracts are guaranteed. What are you going to say to Steph Curry? He just signed a $205 million contract. What are you going to say to him?
Right.
He's not worried about losing his job. He's not worried about losing his paycheck. It's guaranteed. Even a guy who signs, even just some spare player who gets $40 million, what are you really going to say to him?
You have to have that player who, number one, is willing to take it, and number two, they understand the value of the message it sends to the rest of the team, and three, someone who wants to get better. You know, Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki, your ultimate professionals, you know? Someone that, if they get caught out by the coach, Tom Brady is a perfect example. Ask Jesse Holly. Look up the Patriots stories from former players who talk about Belichick dressing down Brady and calling him out in film sessions. How does that get done? How does that get accomplished?
I don't know.
Tom Brady lets it happen, and he can take it, and he understands the value to the rest of the team. Because if the third tight end or the backup guard wants to be lazy one day in practice, then how are they going to get away with it if Tom Brady can't? There's value in that. That's how I felt about this. These guys have insulted Jason Garrett. Now, they're not thinking about it when they're at a parking lot at the Star in Frisco. And they're not thinking about it when they're fighting with a DJ in a bar. But after the fact, what is Jason supposed to think? You guys don't give a crap what I say. You guys don't care about all this stuff I've been preaching about character and this and that. And it may sound cheesy to you, but I believe in it. And I do believe Jason believes in it.
I think they buy it. I think they listen. But I don't think people necessarily think, obviously.
I think they buy it within the season.
Yes. And this is the misnomer that I do buy into of, you know, being tough on guys or disciplining them. They obviously aren't thinking of the consequences when they're doing the action.
Of course.
They know there are consequences.
Very few of us do.
Very few of us do. You could give me all the speeding tickets you want. I'm still going to go 85 miles an hour. And it's not because I forget, or it's not because I'm not being punished enough by, you know, a speeding ticket, and I haven't had one in a while, but it's not who I, you know what I mean? I don't think of it in the moment. I got a lead foot. I know I have a lead foot. So does Roy. You're responsible with your driving. You are. Your grandma, I get it, but you stay out of trouble with it. And, you know, meanwhile, Roy and I, we basically race down the street trying to get here every single morning. And that's our fault. And when we get caught, we got no one to blame but ourselves. And it's not, you know, the cops can, they pull me over and give me a ticket. And, you know, I don't want to get a ticket. I don't mean to speed. I just do. You know, and that's my own fault. It's my own problem that I have to deal with. And I don't, and these guys, you know, the message could be whatever it wants. You know, Zeke's still going to go out, and he's not going to think in the moment, what would Jason Garrett have to say to me right now?
Is it different from us addressing or not addressing certain subject matters on this station and keeping that in the back of our mind every single day? Is it different because we're at work every day and those guys are kind of chilling in their free time?
I think it's that we're at work every day and they're chilling in the free time. And also that,
like, you know, I do keep in my mind, if I get a DWI, if I have three drinks and I get in a car, I could be fired from here. That's why I've had a DWI, so that was my scare, and that's why I always take Uber. So, like, right. How is it that much different? Now, I don't have the power and the money and people rolling out the red carpet for me anywhere like these guys do, but, you know, you can have a memory, and you can have something tucked away in the back of your mind. Like, hey,
totally,
man,
agree.
Man.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just don't know that they would be thinking about it as much.
I agree. I don't disagree.
Yeah. I mean, when I go out, when we go out, I never think about I never think about how much I'm drinking until it's time to drive home.
Right.
Okay. And then I may just get the Uber. I never think about it while I'm doing it, though.
Okay.
Ever. And I think a lot of people may be like that. You know, while you're going, you don't necessarily think about it until you have to.
Okay.
And then when you have to think about it,
so you don't think before you leave the house, I'm probably gonna get messed up tonight.
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. I absolutely do. And if I think I'm gonna get messed up, I'll take an Uber.
Right.
But if I drive and then I just start drinking and I don't think about how much I've had to drink,
right,
then I've got to make a decision. Okay.
Right.
Am I okay, or do I need to call somebody?
So this is Mike Fisher with the fantastic report that Jason Garrett on Sunday went off on a bunch of different Cowboys, up to possibly seven of them, according to Fish. And David Irving confirmed it yesterday. I guess Fish asked David Irving, and David was basically like, yeah, we've had too many blank ups, we've had too many F ups, and we need to stop it. I'm done effing up myself. Well, we, being the home of the Cowboys, have obtained the exclusive audio of Jay Jeezy going off. Let's see if the boys got the message.
How we doing, guys? Yeah, you want to know how I'm doing? Not f***ing good, that's how I'm doing. I just got done sitting up there for 30 minutes getting my ass kicked over the dumb that you idiots got into this offseason. Let's go down the list. I got a head linebacker who decides to pull an AR-15 out on an old lady over a parking spot. You're f***ing up. I got a dip wide receiver who thinks it's a good idea to kick off his gaiters after a night at the bar and race some random dude right outside in the parking lot. You're f***ing up. I got an airhead running back who thinks his night at the club should be capped off by breaking the nose of some no-name DJ in downtown f***ing Dallas. You're f***ing up. I got another wide receiver getting his dog snacked by some idiot named Bugatti Casino. Do I even have to say it? You're f***ing up. But now that same wideout was arrested. So you know what? Get the f*** out of here. Now, let's all learn from this and realize that no one's job here is safe. Except Dak, Zeke, Dez, Cole, Ryan, Jason, Travis, Tyron, Zach, Taco, David, Malik, DeMarcus, Tyrone, Byron, Orlando, Jordan, Cedric, Xavier, Cheeto, Anthony, Damian, Sean, Dan, Rico, or LP. Everyone else, you're on notice. Now let's make it a great day. Let's go, Cowboys.
There it is. JJZ addressing his team behind the scenes on Sunday.
It's a lot of references you threw in there. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll put the fear of God in him right there.
Yeah, it will. Sending a message to the expendable wide receiver that everyone thought was going to be unemployed anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.